G'day, this is Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on this Thursday, April 11th, 2024. We begin in Queensland, where the impact of 2022's floods still rings loud. Residents recently voiced their grievances at a federal inquiry into insurer practices, chaired by Daniel Molino. Weaving their way through complex insurance jargon, and battling mediocre settlement offers and disparities in loss evaluation, Aussies have proven their resilience once again. Advocacy groups Community Plus Plus and Tenants Queensland highlighted concerns surrounding renters, undervaluation of repairs, and neglect of vulnerable policyholders, urging insurers to clear communication hurdles and refine their tenant-focused policies. Deliberations will continue in the far north and Tasmania, leaving a mark on the future of policy discussions post-disaster. On a somber note, data from insurance broker Aon reveals the toll harsh weather conditions continue to inflict upon our nation. In unprecedented losses, Cyclone Jasper caused over $1 billion in damages, while the festive floods in Queensland added almost another billion to the tally. Not only have we seen significant losses domestically, but our neighbors in New Zealand have also suffered due to Cyclone Gabrielle and floods in Auckland. Analyst James Knight underscores the urgent need for improved prevention measures and increased resilience towards these escalating climate threats. At this crucial juncture, our very own strategy needs to shift: mitigation against not just weather, but climate change. A recent annual industry data and compliance report has shed light on the 9% rise in code obligation breaches within the financial services sector, the third consecutive year of such increases, highlighting an alarming 18% spike in violations related to claims handling. The Life CCC urgently calls for enhanced compliance and improved customer service. The need to bolster public trust stands tall, the call to action signaling a pivot towards higher operational standards and ethical practices within the industry. To wrap up, a significant decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority saw insurance giant QBE held responsible for extended delays in repairing a fire-damaged bed and breakfast in Tasmania. The stumbling block came following the departure of a loss adjuster, leading to a considerable, inexplicable delay. An additional compensation of $65,000 is to be paid by QBE to the policyholder, in addition to $3,000 for the emotional distress caused by these delays. A word to the wise: insurers, monitoring third-party adjusters is a responsibility not to be overlooked. That's all for this week's Insurance Weekly Wrap, keeping you updated with the freshest industry news. This is Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online, helping you stay in the know down under. Stop by our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more. Until next time, stay safe, stay resilient, Australia.